Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to 10 minutes of Tehillim. I'm sorry. We are currently learning Parashat Bais, chapter 22, and this is part 5, and I believe, sadly, because it's a great parak, it is the last part of chapter 22, Chafez, with Hashem continuing and starting Parashat Gimel next week. This week we're going to transition once again, as I always point out, that every parak has a few different parts to it thematically, although it's one general theme, but it always transitions to different parts of that theme. And so again, going back to our first section in the introduction, we talked about how it could be the Gemara indicates that Esther HaMalka was the person who uttered these words, and David HaMelech saw it for Ruach HaKodesh, and he also said it for a different reason, his own sorrow he was going through for on behalf of Kol Yisrael. And so you'll see that this week we're going to talk about how this very much, the Pesukim themselves, indicate Esther's presence in this chapter, in this parak. So let's begin with Parak Chav Beis Pasuk Chav Gimel. Asapra Shimcha Le'achai B'soch Kahal Haleka. I'm going to sing the praises or proclaim the praises to my brethren, and in the Tocha Kahal, amongst the congregation, I'm going to praise you. Pasuk Chav Yalad, Yir Hashem Halleluhu, Kol Zera Yaakov Kabduhu, the Guru Memenu Kol Zera Yisrael. So again, that those who fear God will praise, those who are of the seed of Yaakov will give glory to him, and those will be in awe, a guru, like to shake the quiver from him, all the seed of Eretz Yisrael. So, Bnei Yisrael. So it's interesting, these two psukim talk about praising Bnei Yisrael for some kind of miracle. It transitions from the desperation we saw last week, the true desperation and the feeling of that God abandoned the author here, whether it's David or whether it's Esther. And it talks about praising Hashem. And you'll notice that it breaks up the psukim into groups. Echai, brethren, Ahaleka, and a kahal, a congregation, Yir Hashem, Zer Yaakov, Zer Yisrael. So it's interesting, all the Mefarshim pick up on that the author here is trying to break up Klal Yisrael in terms of praising him into groups. And I'm going to read to you a few different Perushim. Mefarshim pick up on this idea, this theme of the groups, the groupings of Bnei Yisrael in terms of praise. And the Malbim points out the transition so clearly, Misham Asaper Toka Fanes. From this point on in the parak, we transition from the desperation, the pleading to God, and talk about the miracles of God. Why? Because the Gemara points out from the Pasuk that you're supposed to always praise Hashem amongst a group. And the Gemara in Brachos says, "Sarech la'odi ba'afei asara shu kahal." You're always supposed to give piercing publicity to God's miracles in a group, and that's why when we do a hodah for a refuah, whatever it may be, we do a birchas hagomel. We always do it in front of 10 at least, a minion, because we want to make sure we publicize Hashem's miracles. And that's the transition here. And the Malbim continues. He says, "Seder shlosha kitos yir Hashem." Zer Yaakov, Zer Yisrael. And that's why we have three groupings in the Pasuk, in the Pesukim, in Chav Dalet here, about the groups. Zemiyuchas l'Zer Yisrael, Shehem Gedolim Zer Yaakov. It goes in order from lowest to highest. How do you know that? Shem Yisrael, whom Shem Chashivus, Umora Agidulehem, V'Odi Hashem, Asher Beinehem. And it speaks about the those who are most committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Malbim here points out that we're escalating in terms of the groups from basic to the more advanced, those who are more believers. And again, the idea that we're supposed to read the Pesukim in terms of publicizing the miracles that God is now performing. In the Radak in Pasuk Chav Dalet also points this out, that it talks about that these groups indicate in the Pesukim that we're supposed to praise Hashem according to our grouping. Everyone does so differently. The most basic level, of course. Then we have people who are very aware of the intricacies of God's miracles and can do so in a more verbose and more intricate, more eloquent fashion. That, in fact, we know very well. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, the development of Tefillah, that originally the Shmoneh Esrei, when it was composed, was done in a way where even the most basic people could find meaning in it, express their thanks and requests of Hashem, but also those who were more educated, those who were more eloquent of words, could also do so in the very same text. The Al-Sheikh here points out from the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yudalad, we know famously the Gemara tells us, Lama in Omrim Halel B'Purim, why don't we say Halel on Purim? And the Gemara says famously, Kriyasa Zuhilula, that the Kriya is actually the Halel. The Megillah acts as a Halel. And so here, Yomar Ramasha Sapra Shimcha Lechai Husipur Hanis, Yechashiv Ki'ilu Vesoch Kahal Aleka. So if you really subscribe to the idea that Esther Amalka is behind these words, it makes a lot of sense. That she's talking about praising God in a group, she's referring to the Megillah. We'll talk about this later, that Esther's hope was that Esther was hoping that it wouldn't just be a one and done, rather this would be a story to be retold every single generation, every year, as we do every single Purim, because that's the best way to acknowledge God's miracles, God's presence every day, to recognize it forever and ever, the thanks that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that is the Mefarshim on the Pesukim. I want to conclude this chapter by looking at Pesukim Chaf Ches through Lamed Beis, and I'm not going to read them necessarily besides one pasuk because one of them really captures the essence of what we're going to say. But these Pesukim seem to describe a time where everyone will recognize Hashem as a ruler, as a creator, as a ruler. That's going to be God willing in time, Yemosu Mashiach, of course. And you see the language of the Pesukim. Kol Ashti Aretz, Yishtakel Lefanecha, Kol Mishpachos Goyim, all the families of the nations, all the people at the ends of the earth. But in the midst of this psukim, they talk about that after all the miracles of God are proclaimed by us, and we recognize them publicly, the Gentiles will also join along in recognizing God as the controller, creator of the world. Pasuk Chavches Kila Hashem HaMelucha Moshel Ban Goyim. Hashem is Malucha, and he is the ruler over nations. Famously, the Vilna Gaon, the Malbim points out, it's important to harp on this point, and the Malbim often, as the Grud does also, the Malbim is very well known for these distinctions we've discussed many times before in this series on Tehillim, that in Tanakh, no word is used by accident, and the words Melech and Moshel are used purposefully. What's the reason? Because a Melech is somebody who is a king, a ruler, but the people are excited, are willing participants in this malchus, and they want to be under the control of the melech, as opposed to a moshel, who's kind of a dictator, who kind of does it against the will of the people who are under them. And so the Malbim, the Vilna Gaon here, point out that that's the difference here, that we, Kil Hashem HaMelucha, say that God is the melech, but the others, Moshe Magalim, right now in history, currently, in the present tense, they only see him as a Moshe. But the hope is that Amir Tashem, as we say at the end of Sukkot Zimra every morning, Pasuk in Zechariah, where it says, Vayhashem Lamelech Al Kal Aretz, Vayamahu Yashem Echad Ushmo Echad, that at that day, Vayhashem Lamelech Al Kal Aretz, Hashem will convert from being a Moshe to being a Melech for all. People will all recognize the importance of him with a capital H ruling over us, and that will be the transition, God willing, in the future as we proclaim. But I think it's important to realize if we certainly ascribe this parak, this chapter to Esther, we have to realize that it's us, by us giving the credence and singing Hashem's praises and talking about God in the world, that's the catalyst for all the nations to be able to recognize him as a Melech. It has to come from us first. So it's important that we realize every opportunity to speak about the miracles of God will translate the Mirat Hashem one day soon into a world where Hashem is not just a Melech for us and a Moshe for others, but a Melech for all. And that very much relates to the Purim story and how in Babel, Babylonia, Esther's goal was Kispun L'Doros, again, coming back full circle. She wanted to make sure that the Purim story remained for all generations because she realized that was going to be the beginning of helping others in the world recognize that God indeed is the Melech, the King of the entire world. Okay, that concludes Perek Chaf Beis. Mitzvah Hashem, next time we're going to begin with Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23, which is familiar to all of us, very well known and famous. I'll talk about it next time. Wishing all of you a wonderful, warm, and meaningful day.